Well, I think everything was said, but, you know, Rick did a good job covering that, so I don't have anything to add to that.
You feel bad for the kid to have to go through all this?
Yeah, I mean, anyone has to go through that, you know, have surgery and those types of things, and your season's obviously cut short. You know, that's a tough thing, but you know, I think this guy's got the right mindset. Like I said last week, you know, he understands what he has to do to get back. He's got good doctors, and, you know, he'll do what he needs to do to get back.
Bill, do you have any further thoughts today on Andre, how he's doing?
On Andre? That's day-to-day, Mark.
And what about your backup quarterback situation?
It'll be Savage.
Bill, when you go to Indy, considering the record up there, how do you keep your team, like, if you have some adversity early, to at least subconsciously think, uh-oh, here we go again, and overcome that adversity like they did here?
I think we've shown over the season that that's gotten better. You know, I know, you know, last week, for instance, we were down 13-10, hadn't played very well in the first half, came back at halftime, regrouped, came out and had a good second half. You know, these guys understand that you need to be resilient in this league. They also understand that Indianapolis is a very fast-starting team. You know, they're outscoring opponents, I think it's 80-33 in the first quarter and 120-80 in the third quarter. So they start fast in both the beginning of the game and the beginning of the second half. So our guys understand that, and they know that they have to start the game with great energy and great focus.
Bill, do you think you can get Garrett Graham back for this weekend?
Or be day-to-day, Brian.
Day-to-day.
You always talk about how important practice is, what kind of practice you have today.
I thought it was good. You know, there was a lot of energy, guys flying around, guys competing. Just like any practice, there's some things we need to clean up tomorrow, you know. But I think overall the guys had a good day today.
When you don't have a good practice, there's a couple of times you've come in on Wednesday, obviously, you've been in a bad mood.
In a bad mood?
What happens out there? That
You name one time that I've been in a bad mood, Tanya.
Let's see, last week.
McLean.
Week before.
I'm not in the middle of this one.
You didn't tell me one time I've been in a bad mood. I'm always cheery.
What does happen?
My wife told me that I'm very welcoming.
As long as you're up here.
That was sarcastic, I think. Sorry, go ahead.
What makes a practice in your mind good and bad? Where you're happy?
Here's what makes a practice a good practice. I think that in any football practice, there's always going to be a certain amount of mistakes. But, again, don't repeat the same mistake over and over again. Like, correct it right away. And then the practice has to have a good rhythm to it, where guys are really into it. And that's the way we set practice up. And I think that overall, when you look at the way we've practiced all the way back since OTAs, I think these guys understand how to practice. Now, you know, every practice is not perfect. You know, that's impossible. But these guys have gone out there just about every single day and really put the work in. And that's what they did today. You know, they went out there today, got into a decent rhythm, and, you know, I told them at the end, we need to do better tomorrow. We need to practice better tomorrow. It's always striving for the next stage, trying to do better every time you get out there, including starting with me is what I tell them every day. I've got to do better every single day, looking to improve.
Bill, you mentioned that if Andre can't go, DeVere is a candidate. Yeah. What's happening on that front as far as that goes?
Yeah, I would say Posey, you know, would have a chance to be up. And, yeah, I think that hasn't changed. I think that that guy's worked hard, you know, for various reasons, you know, really not his fault. He just hasn't, you know, fit in with the game day roster to this point. But, you know, I think he has a chance to fit in on Sunday.
What have you liked about him going forward?
What I like about him is kind of what I just said. You know, I think this guy has really worked hard. You know, I'm sure, you know, like any player, he wants to play. And I'm sure he's frustrated. He's been but I'll tell you, this guy has really gone out there and worked hard at his game. He's tried to do the things that we're coaching him to do. He's done a good job on the Dirty Show offense. He's done a really good job there. So, you know, hopefully he gets an opportunity on Sunday.
How much has it meant to you that he is, because you've talked about how hard he's working, that he's not allowed the fact that he's not been up to interfere with at least doing what he's supposed to be doing when he's out there?
I think that's a sign of a mentally tough guy that, you know, really wants to play and wants to get better and really shows the resolve to try to go out there every day and get better. I like Pose, and I just talked to him at the beginning of practice, and, you know, he's in good spirits, and he had a good practice today, and he'll keep working to get better.
So you see him responding well to the potential opportunity here this week?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like I said, I think the guy's really – he's put in the work, And so, you know, he's looking forward to, if that opportunity arises, to trying to take advantage of it.
Does he know every position? Wide receiver?
He knows every position, but he's primarily an outside wide receiver. He can do some things in the slot, and he can help us on certain special teams units.
Bill, ever since John Simon got here, he's continued to kind of make an impact. Yeah. And last game, he was one of your primary linebackers. What do you like about him? What stands out to you about him in terms of that position?
He's tough. He's tough. He plays with a bad ankle. He's a good teammate. He's tough. He's here all the time, working out, watching film. He's instinctive. You know, those guys are coached very, very well by Mike. Coaches them hard. They respond to it. And he's one of those guys. I remember him, like I said, when he first got here, I remember him. You know, he killed us at Penn State my first year there. He had a great game. And, you know, he's a tough kid.
For all the skill that goes into that position, I mean, is part of that the mentality and that toughness you're
referring
to?
Yeah, because, you know, a lot of that, Brian, is, you know, having to set the edge and doing the grunt work to send the ball back inside to Brian and to Dent and Tuggle and those guys, you know, Muhammad Tarp, you know. So he's setting the edge, and then there's times where he's doing, like, he made a really nice play against Jacksonville where he spiked inside on a zone read play and Kendrick came off the edge and they both kind of sacked, you know, hit the quarterback. I thought he made a really nice play there, you know. So he's instinctive, and you know, hopefully he'll continue to try to get better. I mean, he lacks maybe in height, weight, speed, and all those things, he makes up for in toughness.
You talk about T.Y. Hilton.
Yeah, T.Y. Hilton is one of the best receivers we've gone against this year. You know, go through the list of guys that we've gone against. He's right there at the top, in my opinion. 19 targets versus Cleveland. This guy really hurt us in our first game. He's a shot guy. The thing I admire about him is they line him up everywhere. So he's obviously a smart player. He's in the slot. He's outside. He's a flanker. He's a split end. He's in the slot. He does a lot of different things for him. He's got good hands. He's tough. He's fast. So he's a huge challenge for us.
Because they move him around so much.
Yeah, you know, it's hard to locate him. You know, it's kind of like relative to how we move Watt around, where it's hard to, you know, slide the protection to Watt or, you know, direct the run at him or away from him because you don't know where he is. Relative to Hilton on offense, like, okay, how do you cover this guy when he's over here at flanker, he's in the slot, he's at split end? So it's very – they, you know, Pep does a really good job with him.
Bill, you've how much do you focus on what happened last time you played them versus just forgetting that, looking forward, and studying all the things that they do now, that kind of thing?
Well, I think you have to watch that game if you're a player and a coach. You've got to prepare. I mean, you know, we watch every game that they play over the last 2 years. Yeah, I wouldn't say that we focus primarily on that game, but we bring things up. I mean, clearly we can't get down 24-0 after the first quarter and expect to win the game. Although we did come back to make it 33-28. Again, that's only good in horseshoes. I understand that. But, like, my point is that, you know, we cannot allow ourselves to get in that position again. We'll have no chance. So, you know, in that regard, but I don't think we focus solely on it because, you know, they're a different team since the last time we played them. We're a different team. You know, different guys are playing for us, and, you know, they're doing some different things. So we focus on the most recent games.
Bill, has Andre made progress in the concussion protocol in terms of getting to the stage-wise?
Yeah, no, I really can't answer that. You know, again, it's not really about progress as much as it's just day-to-day, you know, taking the test and whatever that test is. And, you know, so we're really on top of that. Our medical people, that's a very, very serious thing. And, you know, my big thing there with him was I was just so worried about him when I saw him get hit like that. But he's, you know, he's day-to-day.
Would you evaluate Fitzpatrick's performance up to this point?
The whole season?
Yeah.
I think Fitzy, like I said a few weeks ago and last week and maybe at the beginning of the season, he's doing everything we've asked him to do. Now, has it always been perfect? No. And is that always his fault? No. Some things, you know, he can get better at. Some things the guys around him need to do better. And I think you've seen improvement in that throughout the year. But the guy has really focused on our offense, trying to learn it. You know, and I think he's gone out there, especially the last 2 weeks, the second half of the Jacksonville game, the whole Tennessee game, and really done a nice job for us.
There were a lot of media reports before you signed in that had other quarterbacks coming here. Most of you had a relationship with, but some didn't. What was it about him that made you want him over them, and has it transpired the way you hoped?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the media reports, I think that's pretty interesting, you know, that they probably go through and look at all the old rosters when you were the assistant coach and they see, you know, Brian Hoyer, Ryan Mallett, Christian Hackenberg, although he's not eligible, Matt McGloin, you know, guys like that. I understand that. You know, I understand people doing their research. But when we looked at it, we looked at the guys that were going to be eligible for free agency, and we analyzed all those guys. We studied them. We sat down and spoke. Rick Smith, our coaching staff, especially, you know, myself and George Gotze, and we felt like that Fitzy really was a good fit because of his intelligence, his competitiveness, his demeanor, and his ability to just be a good pro, to come into this locker room and be a good teammate no matter what happened. You know, if things didn't go well and he was ended up being number two, we knew that that guy would handle it well. If things were going really well, we knew he wasn't going to be too high, and we knew he was never going to be too low. So we liked his demeanor, and it's really turned out that way. We've really enjoyed coaching him, and he's done a nice job for us.